appeared to them on the dune and on the beach of Celador, but older. The hair was white and thickly matted over the high forehead. So he appeared in the spirit, in the kingdom of death, not burnt by the dragon's fire, not maimed, but not whole. The sockets of his eyes were empty. "I have no fear," he said. "What should a dead man fear?" He laughed. The sound of laughter rang so false and uncanny there in that narrow, stony valley under the mountains that Arryn's breath failed him for a moment. But he gripped his sword and listened. "I do not know what a dead man should fear," Ged answered. "Surely not death. Yet it seems you fear it, even though you have found a way to escape from it." "I have. I live. My body lives." "Not well," the mage said dryly. "Illusion might hide age. But Orm Embar was not gentle with that body. I can mend it. I know secrets of healing and of youth, no mere illusions. What do you take me for? Because you are called Archmage, do you take me for a village sorcerer? I, who alone among all mages found the way of immortality, which no other ever found?" "Maybe we did not seek it," said Ged. "You sought it. All of you. You sought it and could not find it, and so made wise words about acceptance and balance and the equilibrium of life and death. But they were words, lies to cover your failure, to cover your fear of death. What man would not live forever if he could? And I can. I am immortal. I did what you could not do, and therefore I am your master. And you know it. Would you know how I did it, Archmage?" "I would." Cobb came a step closer. Arryn noticed that, though the man had no eyes, his manner was not quite that of the stone blind. He seemed to know exactly where Ged and Arryn stood, and to be aware of both of them, though he never turned his head to Arryn. Some wizardly second sight he might have, such as that hearing and seeing that sendings and presentments had. Something that gave him an awareness, though it might not be true sight. "I was in Paln," he said to Ged, "after you, in your pride, thought you had humbled me and taught me a lesson." "Oh, a lesson you taught me indeed, but not the one you meant to teach. There I said to myself, I have seen death now, and I will not accept it. Let all stupid nature go its stupid course, but I am a man, better than nature, above nature. I will not go that way. I will not cease to be myself." And so determined, I took the Pelnish lore again, but found only hints and smatterings of what I needed. So I rewove it, and remade it, and made a spell, the greatest spell that has ever been made, the greatest and the last in working that spell.
You died?
Yes, I died. I had the courage to die, to find what you cowards could never find, the way back from death. I opened the door that had been shut since the beginning of time. And now I come freely to this place, and freely return to the world of the living. Alone of all men in all time, I am lord of the two lands. And the door I opened is open not only here, but in the minds of the living, in the depths and unknown places of their being, where we are all one in the darkness. They know it, and they come to me. And the dead, too, must come to me, all of them, for I have not lost the magery of the living. They must climb over the wall of stones when I bid them, all the souls, the lords, the mages, the proud women, back and forth from life to death at my command. All must come to me, the living and the dead, I who died and live. Where do they come to you, Cobb? Where is it that you are? Between the worlds, but that is neither life nor death. What is life, Cobb? Power. What is love? Power, the blind man repeated heavily, hunching up his shoulders. What is light? Darkness. What is your name? I have none. All in this land bear their true name. Tell me yours, then. I am named Ged. And you? The blind man hesitated and said, Cobb. That was your use name. Not your name. Where is your name? Where is the truth of you? Did you leave it in Palm where you died? You have forgotten much, O Lord of the two lands. You have forgotten light and love and your own name. I have your name now and power over you, Ged the Archmage. Ged, who was Archmage when he was alive. My name is no use to you, Ged said. You have no power over me at all. I am a living man. My body lies on the beach of Celador, under the sun, on the turning earth. And when that body dies, I will be here. But only in name.